Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad BaMashiach, and today's subject is no new Torah. There is no such thing. And the church did not replace Israel. This is terrible that people would even imagine such a thing. This topic comes up almost every day, every week, that there's a new Torah, a new law, that the law of Moses, that God gave Moses, is done away, it's nailed to the cross, it's who can keep the commandments. This is so misunderstood in the world we live in this place called America that's only a little over 200 years old. But let's go to the scriptures. And this is what we always do for our final authority. You know, many teachers and preachers and rabbis and sages, they're even starting to say that there is or there will be a new Torah when the Messiah comes. Isn't that ridiculous? They don't understand that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They don't understand the Word of God. This is a grievous error on their part. Many Protestants and Catholics believe, as they say, the Old Testament is gone. And they are the New Testament church, really. Some believe Israel is gone and the church replaced it. These are also grievous errors. You know, and there's people on TV, I watch them. We're not going to mention any names, but they're called doctors and they're PhDs and they parse the Hebrew and the Arabic and the Spanish and the Latin and all these languages. They're so intelligent that they replace the Word of God. And I can't understand this. These people are to shock me. You know something? Yeshua, Jesus, and the apostles, they did not have the so-called New Testament book, the 23% of the Bible as we have today. Did you know that? Did you know that? Most people think Jesus read out of some Bible or the apostles. No, there was no such thing. All they had was, we call it the Tanakh, which is an acronym for Torah, which is the law of Moses, Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and Kutuvim, which is the writings or the Psalms. You know, as you could see, the Gutenberg Bible was printed by Johann Gutenberg in Germany, somewhere, you know, maybe 1454 or 55. And he's the one who introduced this new type into the world of printing, movable type. And that's just basically the type is which every character is cast on a separate piece of metal. And he introduced this to the Western world. So this was in 1454 or 55. The first English Bible that we ever had that is reliable, even till to this day, was in 1611, the King James Version. But don't you remember, or I should say, don't you know, 1454, 1611, obviously this is way after the Messiah. I mean, he's back, remember, he was born way before that. People don't understand this. Some people think that Yeshua, Jesus, was reading out of the King James Version or any version. There was no such thing. Look at the time differences, the vast amount of time that has to transpire before even the Gutenberg press was created. You know, the Gospels, people, if they only could understand, pertain to the Messiah as he fulfilled the Torah, the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. And if you go to your Bible, which we always do for our final authority, go to Luke 24, verse 44. And he, which is Yeshua, Jesus, said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you when I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. These are the Scriptures. Okay? And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Messiah to suffer. Of course, that's in Isaiah 53. And to rise from the dead the third day. Of course, the book of Jonah depicts that. And repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Yes. So here we have right in the book of Luke, Yeshua is quoting scriptures and breaking down scriptures and giving them understanding from the Torah, the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms concerning him. And Paul uses the same books. There's nothing else to use. Acts 28:23. And when they had appointed him a day, this is pertaining to Paul, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Yeshua, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. You hear that? There's nothing else to show the Messiah. This is where you find out who the Messiah is, in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. Acts 13:15. It says right there, they read the law and the prophets. Okay? There's many scriptures like this in the Bible. Just that most people never understand this. They always think that God's running around. I should say Yeshua is running around with like some version of the Bible. And, you know, he's reading the blessings, the barachas on the mount from a Bible. Or no such thing. Okay? People should understand. I hope people do understand that the Gospels are the life and the advent, the birth, the death and the resurrection of the Messiah fulfilled from Torah. They don't understand this. Everyone's always saying everything, the Torah is gone. Think about that. If the Torah was gone, then what did Yeshua, I mean, that's all about him. Think how sad that really is. The law of Moses is gone. That has all different prophecies about the Messiah in it. How horrible. People, they don't even know what they're saying. God forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, the Gospels and the letters, and I want to let everybody know that a letter is an epistle. You could find that in 2 Corinthians 3:1. You see the words epistles and letters. They're interchangeable. 2 Corinthians 7:8. You know, and also some of the letters, they were even read to some of the brothers and sisters in different places. You can go to Colossians chapter 4:16. Apostle Paul says, and when this epistle or letter is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, that you likewise read this epistle from Laodicea. If you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:27, Paul says again, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle, this letter that I'm writing, be read to all the holy brethren. Okay? So as many people from, you figure they're in Thessalonica, and this whole region there around Greece and Rome and Greece and Asia Minor and then going towards Israel. And so as many as can read it, you know, it had to be circulated. There was no mailman in those days. Everything was done by ship. You know, they had to go from country to country. I'm sure they went by maybe, who knows? I don't know. Their means of transportation is a little different than us. You know, a simple question that it's so amazing that when they say the Torah, you know, they say the Old Testament was nailed to the cross. Isn't this amazing? Well, that makes me ask the question, where is this new covenant that you're the new covenant church, the New Testament church? Where did you get that from? If the Old Testament, as you put it, is nailed to the cross, done away. Well, my Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant, a brith hadashah, with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah. That's verse 31. Verse 33 says, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. House of Israel. I don't think people see this anywhere. I don't know if they don't see it, or maybe it's just not talked about. Because if the old covenant, if the Old Testament was done away, then there would be no new covenant. Because the new covenant was given in the book of Jeremiah to the house of Israel. There's no such thing as the house of the Gentiles. I mean, Israel was supposed to be the people of God. And you're supposed to join Israel. It's called Tshuva. You're supposed to join the people of God if you're a Gentile. And then believe in the God of Israel. Keep his laws. Keep his commandments, his statutes, his ordinances. People got this a little mixed up. How could something be done away if that's where it's from? And to prove that, you go to meet our brother Paul again. Talk to him in the book of Hebrews. Chapter 8, verse 8. He said, but finding fault with them, the people, of course, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 10 says, and this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. So Paul in Hebrews chapter 8 is quoting Jeremiah chapter 31. Does anyone understand that? In other words, you can't be the New Testament church if you think the Old Testament is done away, because that's where the New Covenant is. And that's who it was given to. It was given to Israel. People, I hope you get this message, because it's something you need to explain to a lot of church people. So my question is, did you join the Israel of God to be a partaker of the New Covenant? So we're all one in Messiah? In other words, you can't be a partaker of the New Covenant unless you join Israel. And you can't be a partaker of the New Covenant if you think, as you call it, the Old Testament was done away. It makes no sense. That means if the Old Covenant is done away, then why was all the apostles, why was Yeshua, why was everybody quoting out of this 77% of this Bible that you have today that's done away? Why were they all quoting out of that? Because there was nothing else to quote from. Do you guys understand that? Pass this on to your Protestant, Catholic, Gentile churches. You know, there's only one law to the homeborn Israelite and to the stranger. Look at Exodus 12:49. Numbers 15:16. One law and one manner shall be to you and the stranger that sojourns with you. And there's one law for he that sinneth through ignorance, whether he be of the children of Israel, and from the stranger that sojourneth with you. There's one law. One law. Torah Echad. One law. People don't understand this. You know, James, in the letters, he writes there's one lawgiver who's able to save and destroy. That's James 4:12. The book of Numbers, chapter 9:14, goes on to say the same thing. It says, if a stranger shall sojourn with you, in other words, the children of Israel, and will keep the Passover unto the Lord according to the ordinances of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. I mean, how much closer can you get than that? Numbers 15:15, one ordinance shall be for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourns with you. An ordinance forever in your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. I mean, anyone should think this is wonderful. Everyone should love these verses. You know, there's one law. And once you join the people of God, you become as the homeborn, the Bible says. I mean, how much closer can you get than that? You know, people don't, I don't know if they ever read these verses. That's what I think the problem, I think that's what the problem is. Nobody reads the Torah. Because they think it's done away. The church has preached that. They're the New Testament church. But they don't even believe in the book of Jeremiah because that's in the prophets. And they say that's done away. So they're contradicting themselves. Do you follow me? Okay, hope you understand this message. There is no new law, new Torah, new anything. There's a new covenant given to the house of Israel. And the only way you could be a partaker is if you join Israel. And this is the Israel of God. We're not talking about unsaved anybody. We're talking about people that adhere to the commandments, people that keep the laws of God. So this is something maybe you should start thinking about. Have you joined the Israel of God? And are you a partaker really of the new covenant? And are you one of Messiah, Jews and Gentiles, all one? You know, everyone needs to understand. A lot of people don't read even Ephesians chapter 2:19. He's talking to the Gentiles. He says, "Now therefore ye Gentiles are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints." You're citizens with the saints. You join them and of the household of God and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. If you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, then how could you say that that's done away? How could you say the Old Testament's done away if you're built upon the foundation of the prophets? And Yeshua, the Messiah himself, being the chief cornerstone, which it says in the book of Isaiah, he's the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builted together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So think this over. If you're saying that the prophets and the Old Testament is over and it's gone, then your foundation is gone, because you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and you don't even have the Messiah, because Yeshua is the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 3:6, the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. You're a fellow heir and of the same body and partaker of his promises in Messiah by the gospel. Acts 15:9. He puts no difference between the Jews that are believing the Messiah and the Gentiles, purifying their hearts by faith. Romans 3:22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Yeshua, the Messiah, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Romans 10:12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is rich over all that call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Does everyone understand that? In other words, we're all one, and if we're all one, there has to be one God that we're following. One halacha, one way to walk, one way to go, one baptism, one faith, one Lord. You know, in Psalms, I feel very sad for people when they say the Old Testament's done away and it's finished. Psalm 119, verse 89, it says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." There's no new law. There's nothing new. There's no new anything. There's a new covenant that you better join. That's it. You better join Israel. Psalm 119, verse 140. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Proverbs 36 says, "Add thou not unto his words." You're not the New Testament church, Protestants. You're not the New Testament church, Catholics. You better join the Israel of God, so you can be partaker of the new covenant. Don't add unto his words. Proverbs 36 says, "Lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." Al tosef, al divarav. Pen yokiach becha. Venik zavta. Yes. Nik zavta, you'll be found a liar. Uh-oh, boy. You know, Matthew 24:35 says, please listen to these words of Yeshua. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Do you hear that? God said his word is not going to pass away. The word that you say is over. The word that you said is finished. The word that you say is passed away. He says, my word shall not pass away. Mark 13:31. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my word shall not pass away. Luke recorded the same thing in 21:32. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Here we have Matthew, Mark, and Luke. They all made sure they wrote that down. God's words are not going to pass away. Look at the book of Psalms. Turn to Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6. How could you say this is done away? The words of the law are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Forever. How could you say that's done away? Read that. That's Psalm 12, verse 6. I mean, there's many verses just like this. No, you could read anywhere in Deuteronomy 4:2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish from it. Deuteronomy 5:22. It says, and he added no more. Okay? It says, these words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount of the in the midst of the fire and of the cloud and of the thick darkness with a great voice, and he added no more. Does everybody get that? There is nothing you're supposed to add to the Word of God. And he wrote them, listen to this, he wrote them, it's not oral. He wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. That's Moses. Now go to Deuteronomy chapter 12, 32. God says, whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto nor diminish from it. And you know, these words are also picked up in the letters and the Gospels. Turn to Revelations. Look what John says. Revelations 22:18. John says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written therein. There's no eternal security in that chapter. Go to Revelations 22:18. You better not do that. It'll take your name right out of the book of life. You know, this thing in the Christian world is not solely just from them. It's very sad, but many Jewish books have the same erroneous, grievous errors that they say there's going to be a new Torah. I have a book called The Messiah Texts. It's by a person named Raphael Petei. I don't know if I'm saying his last name right. He's a Jewish man, does not believe in the Messiah. But even in his book, he has a lot of Jewish thought that you might want to read. It's called The Messiah Texts. But he has a whole chapter dedicated to the new Torah. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So, what I'm saying to everyone is, you have to be very careful when you're reading the Bible. Don't think that any of it's done away. You know, this is a live broadcast, so don't worry about phone calls and emails and everything else. I just thank God we could be here today. Even in these Jewish books, it says when the Messiah comes, he's going to teach them the new Torah. And if you have the book, turn to page 247 to 258. It's a whole chapter dedicated to that, the new Torah, which is amazing. And he's quoting all these Jewish books. It says, studying the new Torah of the Messiah. It says, of the Messiah taught them directly by God. That's what they're going to be doing when the Messiah comes. Ridiculous. If you go to the Midrash Rabbah in Genesis, it says the same thing. It says that if you go to 98 verse 9, it talks about, there's these verses there that intimates that the Messiah will compose for them words of Torah. Could you imagine that? Like the Messiah is going to add to the Word of God. This is totally against the Scriptures. Go to the Midrash Rabbah, Ecclesiastes 2:1, it says, all the Torah which you learn in this world is vanity in comparison with the Torah which will be learnt in the world to come. Can you believe that? In other words, all this Torah that you're learning right now is vanity, but the one that's you're going to come in the future, that's the one that we're going to all listen to. This is totally a misinterpretation, totally erroneous, and a grievous error. And it says it again in the Midrash Rabbah, Ecclesiastes, looks like 11:7. Look, read it yourself. The Torah which a man learns in this world is vanity in comparison with the Torah which will be learnt in the days of the Messiah. Two Torahs? Two Torahs? I don't think so. There's one Word of God. There's one God. He's not changing. That's what I think. I think some of these pastors must have read some of these Jewish books, because they have a lot of false interpretations, false understandings. There isn't two Torahs. Messiah isn't bringing another Torah with him. That's ridiculous. He says his word is settled in heaven. Don't add to his word. Unbelievable. Messiah is the word of God. Why would he add to the word? That makes no sense. You know, please, I'm going to be putting this on my website in print. Go to my website, oneofmessiah.net. Go to interesting studies, or look around my website. There's many things there you might find important in your life. I just say, we have to wake up. You have to pass this message around to Christians that think they're the New Testament church. Everything's done away, and now they just follow. I don't even know what they're following. They're following some church doctrine that was made from the 1500s on. Martin Luther is the guy who started this Protestant Reformation. It's terrible. He just repackaged Catholicism, and then they threw away the whole, the Old Testament. Well, the Old Testament isn't a bunch of books, everyone. The Old Testament was pertaining to the animal blood. It was the blood of the covenant that Moses said was enjoined unto the people. God gave them many covenants. And the night Yeshua was betrayed, he took wine, and he said, drink ye all of it, one cup. He said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. So the sealing of the covenant was with the blood. People, if you could just understand this, the churches did not replace Israel. The churches did not take the place of God's people. The Old Testament, the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms, they're not done away. Otherwise, you wouldn't even have a new covenant. It's written in the book of Jeremiah 31:31. Please go read it. Look at Hebrews chapter 8. Please read that. Paul was quoting from that. Please digest this message. Pass this on to the people. Don't listen to these ministers on TV when they're saying everything's done away, and it says it in the Greek, and it says it in the Arabic, and it says it in the Spanish, and it says it in the Latin, and the Vulgate, and this book and that book. That's a bunch of nothing. There is one God, one Torah, one word, one way to walk, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. So I say, praise the name of the Lord today. We are One of Messiah congregation. Digest this message. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You never know whose God's elect is. There's the elect according to the election of grace. There's a remnant, I should say, according to the election of grace. So even though some of these people might be sort of enemies at this moment, God still has reserved to him a remnant. And I just praise the name of the Lord. There always is a people of God. Join us. Join us. You know, few there be that find it. I just praise the name of the Lord for his commandments, for his word. I just love the feasts of the Lord. I just love everything about God. He's a living God. And he's very present even now. So I praise the name of God. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. God bless you. And I hope you got something out of this study. Praise the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem, Yeshua.